There is new information today about Russia obtaining highly classified information about how the U.S. military protects its computer networks and how it conducts electronic spying. Hari Srinivasan has that story.
The Wall Street Journal reports on a web of breaches. First, classified material was stolen from the National Security Agency by a contractor. His computer was then hacked and Russia took the sensitive data. The article does not say who the contractor was, but that he used Kaspersky Lab antivirus software, which is believed to be compromised by Russian intelligence. For more on all of this, we turn to Shane Harris, who broke the story covering national security and intelligence issues for the Wall Street Journal. Shane, what do we know that was compromised? What do the Russians have?
Well, what we're told is that this was information that describes or deals with offensive and defensive computer network operations at NSA. So basically, the tools and techniques, the codes that the NSA would use to hack into foreign computer systems, and the tools and techniques they use to protect computer networks inside the United States. This is very critical information that goes to what intelligence agencies call sources and methods, and is the kind of thing that is most jealously guarded inside the NSA and is extremely classified.
And the Kaspersky Lab software, that was not at his desktop at the NSA. This was at his home?
No. What happened was the contractor removed this classified information, unauthorized, from his workplace and took it home. We were told to work on it there, is what authorities believe, and loaded it onto a personal computer. And that computer was running the Kaspersky antivirus product. This is a commercially available antivirus product. Probably many people watching this tonight may have it on their own home computers. And what authorities believe is that that system was then used to alert hackers in Russia to the files that were on his machine, which were then removed from it by Russia.
So the software that's scanning his computer, looking for sensitive files, sends a message to Russia saying, hey, here's a sensitive file, and since they have some sort of a backdoor, they can access it?
Well, there's a sequence here that we're still not entirely sure of, but essentially, yes, this is the idea, that it alerts people back in Russia who are then able to take advantage, knowing what they know from the software, to then home in on this individual's computer and obtain this information. Now, it's important to say that Kaspersky says they do not provide any kind of access that is unauthorized or illegal, and they do not participate in computer operations of this nature, cyber spying on behalf of governments. So there still is some question about the sequence of events, but what officials have concluded is that if not for this Kaspersky product, they do not believe that this information would have been obtained.
You know, just a couple of weeks ago, we had members of the intelligence committee, members of the intelligence community sitting in front of a Senate panel, and when they were asked whether or not they would put this kind of software on their own computers, they unanimously said no. And it looks like the government's already taking steps to try to make sure that this software is not available to government agencies, right?
That's right. In fact, last month, the Homeland Security Department issued a directive prohibiting all federal departments and agencies in the U.S. government from either buying these products and services from Kaspersky or using them, and they were told to get rid of them if they were using them. That's an extraordinary measure for the government to take. This is a product that is sold in America. It has been sold in big box stores. So that really underscored the extent to which officials, we're told, believed that this tool was being used to conduct espionage inside the United States.
And let's talk a little bit about the timeline. When did this hack happen? And I mean, given the context of all that we're investigating about Russia and their influence on the elections.
What we know so far is that the incident itself occurred in 2015, but it was not discovered until the spring of 2016. So this would be before the election campaign really kicked off in earnest. But what's interesting about that spring 2016 period is that is when intelligence agencies now say that they were starting to detect the first signs of Russia beginning to interfere in the U.S. elections. Now, we don't know that there is a direct line between what was going on with this contractor and that activity, but it does appear
sure.
that there may to some degree have been coincident, and that the activity against the contractor may have even preceded the Russian interference in the elections, and certainly preceded the period before which the U.S. government really became more alert to that.
All right, Shane Harris of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.